Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
The Hooters bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Del Bianco. Steve is Executive Director of NetChoice, netchoice.org, an organization that's working hard to keep the Internet free and unencumbered by meddling politicians and governments. And that's enough to make me want to support his group. I hope it is enough to make you do the same thing. Go to netchoice.org and support them, folks. I promise you, you will be glad you did. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the big topics you and I have been talking about, probably since the very first time you ever joined me on the show, almost 10 years ago, is this issue of sales tax, charging sales tax on Internet sales. It's coming, isn't it?
And, Jim, as you know, since we have talked about this for 10 years, sales tax is due no matter how you buy it, whether it's a catalog or over-the-counter or over the Internet. But since the early 90s, the Supreme Court weighed in and said, well, hang on a minute. If you're a small catalog or Internet seller, there's no way that it's reasonable for you to have to collect and file for sales tax in almost 10,000 jurisdictions around the United States.
10,000 districts, yeah.
Yeah, 46 different states have a sales tax, Jim, and then if you count up the total number of jurisdictions with different rates and rules,
counties,
it's almost 10,000.
And everything, yeah.
Right, so the Supreme Court said, hang on, the states can't force you to collect unless you have a physical presence in that state. And that's the status quo, that's the law of the land today.
Which is the nexus, right?
That's right, and that's the law of the land today. And under that nexus, most sales tax is collected anyway, since the leading e-commerce companies, both Walmart and Target, collect in every state since they have stores there. And don't forget that Amazon collects for about half of the country already because it has distribution centers in 15 states, and that constitutes half of the U.S. population.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the real muck about? It's because the states want more revenue, and they want to force even smaller online businesses to start to collect for all the states. And it's a battle that we've talked about on your show because I think it strikes at the heart of a lot of your listeners. Small businesses that have a tough time competing against the Walmart and Targets of the world.
Right.
So they go online, right, to serve repeat customers who want to buy something more from one of your listeners but don't want to have to travel back to the store. Or maybe discovering new markets by using the Internet to serve customers around the country and around the world. So the Internet ends up being maybe the last best hope of small Main Street stores that want to reach new customers.
But there are also those Main Street brick-and-mortar stores who don't rely on Internet sales who are also complaining about the companies who do and who maybe take some of their business because they don't have to pay taxes when they buy from them. So there are reasonable arguments on both sides. I'm amazed that somebody hasn't come up with an off-the-shelf plug-in that you could put on your e-commerce site that would calculate that when you put in a zip code, it would automatically calculate it, and that one of the online collection companies hasn't created a way for that to be part of the process.
Oh, but Jim, they have, and would that it be so simple? It turns out it won't work just a zip code. You need the full street address to really get down to the micro level. You need to be able to indicate the type of product you're selling, because if it's a granola bar, some states will say it's candy, some states say it's food. If it's in the last 2 weeks of August,
the devil's in the details, isn't it?
Exactly. Sales tax holidays, and actually putting in the rate is trivial. If that were all that was to it, we'd have done it a long time ago. It's the exceptions, the filing with the states every month, 46 different states, handling audits from 46
unless you can states. Automate it, unless you can make it to the point where small business owners are not unreasonably encumbered by this, then it doesn't need to be part of the process. It doesn't need to be. The small businesses should not be collecting sales tax.
And that's the battle we're fighting, but it won't be enough to just make it as simple as they can. I think they need to exempt small businesses from the burdens of collecting, except the states where they have a presence.
And you're working toward making it that official, not just be practically that way, but officially that way.
That's right, Jim, and I testified in two congressional hearings on this in August and September of 2012, and that's on the NetChoice website. Your listeners might get a kick out of watching the debate unfold in front of a congressional committee, because it's true that members of Congress, well, they have a lot on their minds and they have a lot of issues to follow, so it's tough for them to figure this out.
When members of Congress come up against an intellect like yours, they're unarmed, and they really are. It's not really a fair fight.
But they've got the power, so you're right. It's not fair at all.
They got the power, but they don't have the intellect. And so, folks, if you want to go see men playing with boys, a man playing with boys, go watch Steve playing with the members of Congress on the website, netchoice.org. Hey, Steve, I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for the hard work. Thanks for keeping us posted on how things are going, and keep up the good work.
Jim, thanks a lot, and looking forward to a great 2013.
Let's do it together. Steve Del Bianco, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, netchoice.org. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.